Okay, today's Daf Nun Aleph. Daf Yomi this week is sponsored by the Yashtrav family. It's for the Fruh Shlema of Moshe Menachem Mendel Ben Gittel. We'll also learn the schlitz for Fruh Shlema for Esther Mendel, Baskittel Miriam, and Moshe Ben Miriam Rus. I want you to have a Fruh Shlema. Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing, Bar Kapara, who seems to have been some sort of jokester, or it's a batchan. And the Rebbe didn't want him to come to the wedding of his son because he was going to make him smile. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, so we'll just continue by the two dots on the bottom of Nun Aleph Beis. Yom de Mechayev Rebbe, on the day that Rebbe Mechayev Limit smiled, so he smiled or he laughed, on the day that Rebbe smiled, Asya Pranasa Olam. So terrible tragedies happened to the world. Pshita Mikobetsa says that, the reason why that when he smiled, Poronus came to the world is because Rebbe was the Rosh of Bnei Yisrael, and he was supposed to mitzvah on the Chorban, and since if he would laugh and he was rich, people would think that he was laughing about his wealth, and therefore terrible tragedies would come to Bnei Yisrael. Alright, so Amrale, so Rebbe says to Bar Kapara, please, lo tivadichon, don't make me laugh, don't make a joke around, don't make me laugh, don't make me smile. V'yavinlach and v'schar, that you don't make me laugh, I'll pay you off. I'll give you arba'in girive chite, 40 measurements of wheat. So Amr Lei, so Bar Kapara says back to Rebbe, lech zeymar, right, to chol girive deba'ino shalkile. You know what, don't you, I forget 40, whatever I need I'll take. That's the deal. I'll take whatever I need and I won't make you laugh. So shakal, so what does Bar Kapara do? Shakal di kula rabo, he takes his big basket, I guess, to use to collect the wheat. Chafe kufra, and then he puts zephis inside in order to make it, nothing will leak out, so it won't fall out. Mm-hmm. And then, v'sachfe al reshe. So it seems that the Ran says that, he turned it over. The Marsha says that he put it on his head. He turned it over on his head, which seems to make more sense because Rebbe's going to laugh. And what's so funny about turning a basket over, but having a Tana put a basket on his head upside down, maybe that's funny. I don't know. So he says, Chafe kufra v'sachve al roshe, v'azza v'amrle, and then he went up to Rebbe and said, Lecha limar arba'in girivi chite darishin abach. Measure for me the 40 measurements of wheat that you are obligated to give me. And I guess he was making him laugh. He was doing it to make him laugh, right? So achuch Rebbe. So Rebbe smiled. The Amar Lei, and it says back to God the Bar Kapara, lav ahazartach de lo tivadchan. Did I not warn you that you should not make me laugh? And it was based on that that I wouldn't give you. That I would give you the wheat, and now that you made me laugh, I'm no longer chayiv to give you the wheat, the Marsha said. I don't have to give it to you because you made me laugh. So Amr Lei, Sir Rav Bar Kapara says to him, I'm not coming to collect the wheat that you promised me in, because I wouldn't make you laugh. These are chayichite dirashina kanisave. These are, I guess, other types of wheat that you promised me, and therefore it was not for the biducha, right? Rashi Ran says, Chitim dirashina shehilvi ticha, that you borrowed from me, that I lent to you, or something like that. I don't know what Rebbe's doing borrowing wheat from anybody. He has everything he could possibly have. So that's what. So all right, that's the story about Rebbe and Bar Kapara about that part. Now there's more. Justin, waiting for all the questions. Amala Bar Kapara librate de Rebbe. So Bar Kapara then says a different time to Rebbe's daughter Limachar. Tomorrow, Shasena Chamra, I will drink wine, Virikuda da Avuch, while your father dances in front of me, I guess, Ubikiri Kane di Imach, and when your mother is Tikarer, Ran says that Tikarer, between Imach, Stei Imach, Mikareris, and Mizameris, she was singing. The Rashi says that, the Rashi makes extra sense here, he says, Bimizigat sa, She Imach Timzogia Kos, that your mother's gonna pour me wine. Your mother's gonna be, Rebbe's gonna be, your father's gonna be dancing, your mother's gonna be pouring me wine. And based on the way the Gemara continues, the Rashi seems to make more sense because it's talking about the mother pouring wine. So.
But if the mother was singing, it's not Polish.
That's a different shayla, maybe not. So, maybe other people there.
Which was not being happy.
What?
Which was not being happy.
Oh, that's a good show, right?
This is just what?
issue is not being happy. The question is not showing.
I guess. I'm not sure.
Right, because we have the clause. Because you weren't happy.
He doesn't say you're not supposed to make me happy inside. Just don't make me smile. Don't make me laugh. Okay, so what happens? So Ben Elasa, the son of Elasa, Chasne de Rebbe Habe, was the son-in-law of Rebbe, the Ashir Gadol Hava, and he was a wealthy man. Okay?
In his own right. Not
because he's just... Azmine lebe hilul Rishimon Berebi. So Ben Elasa was invited to Rebbe's, to his brother-in-law's wedding, basically, to Rishimon, who's the son of Rebbe. Elasa comes to the wedding. So, and I guess, or maybe...
Bar Kapara
was invited to this wedding.
He
got the invitation. Amrale Bar Kapara, who wasn't lost in the mail, he got the email. Amrale Bar Kapara le Rebbe. So Bar Kapara says to Rebbe during the wedding, my to'eva. What is the definition of the word to'eva? And all the Chronim pointed out that he's talking about specifically about the word to'eva that's mentioned by Mishkav Zachar. To'eva is mentioned in many other places, but here he's talking about the word to'eva that's mentioned in Mishkav Zachar. He says, so call the Amalei Rebbe, anything that Rebbe would say to explain to him what the word Toeva meant, call the Amalei Rebbe the Hachein Hu Toeva, that this is the definition of Toeva, Piracha Bar Karpara. So Bar Karpara, he shmugged it up. He asked a question on that definition. So finally, Amalei, so Rebbe says to Bar Karpara, fine, Parshayat, you give me the explanation. Why is the word Toeva mentioned by Mishkav Zachar? So Amar Leis, so Bar Kapara says to Rebbe, I'll explain it, but Tesei Divsichei V'Tirmeli Natla, that your wife should come and pour me a cup of wine. So Asas Ramule, so the wife came and she poured him the cup. Amar Leis, Rebbe, so Bar Kapara then says to Rebbe, if you want me to define for you the word Toeva, Kum Rikodli, come dance in front of me. The Emra Lach, and then I'll tell you what it means. So I guess he did it. And Hachi Amar Rachmana, this is what the Torah means when it says the word To'eva. It's sort of like a Rosh Tevos. It's Toe Atoba. Lekasa Achrin, I think.
No, that's not the next. Another cup.
Yeah, I know, but why is it? But he doesn't have a carrying. Well, let's be Toe Atoba means you're mistaking to go there. Ron says Toe Atoba. You're making a mistake by leaving the wife to a woman to go to a man, right? Toa ta'avtaba l'kasa achrina. You are making a mistake to go to another cup. You're going from that's three together.
No.
Amar Leis
is
the new thing.
Well,
what's
l'kasa achrina Amar Leis? In order to get another cup of drink, he said to Rebbe,
another. No, not the machlokas between here and the article. You're making a mistake to go to another cup. That's how he quotes it here. And then he says, Amrle. So then he says back to Bar Kapara, says to Rebbe, my teva. I'm going to go, I'm passing the Machlokas Masifta in the article, I'm passing like the Masifta. That's what I'm doing. That's Simon Gimel.
What did you give him?
That's a better question. What is the story? Why is he making him dance? Like, what's the reason why? He tells... That's another question. You see more. The next couple ones also looks weird. He has to tell the daughter, well, you'll see tomorrow, I'm going to get your father to dance in front of me, your mother pour me a glass of wine.
Right. Speaking of downers...
But, you know, this is... I mean, the whole story is... Okay.
Well, how does this connect to anything?
I have no idea. Well, it connects because we talked about... It connects from yesterday. About Par Kapara, but...
The whole...
I don't know. So Amar Leis, so Bar Kapara then says to Rebbe, my tevel. Why does the Torah write the word? This is by Mishkav Zachar. It says tevel who, right? So
it's really hung up on
Mishkav Zachar. So Amar, I see what the article. I see what the article does to make another cup. So Amar Leis, so Bar Kapara says to him, ki inyana kadma'a. You want me to give you the definition? Same story as before, right? Meaning your wife should bring pour me a cup. Amrlei, so Bar Kapara says to him, Ividi li, right, do what you're supposed to do for me before, which is dance in front of me as well. The Amrlach, then I will tell you, and I'll tell you what it means. So Avad, so Rebbe does what he was told, he danced. So Amrlei, Bar Kapara says to Rebbe, Tevel means, Tevel who is, tavlin yeshba? Is there any spice to it? Is there any taste to it? Like, it's a rhetorical question. Mi shanya hada bia min kula bias. Why are you going to this bia from all other bias? Like, what benefit, what hana are you getting from this? Right, tevelu is like a rhetorical question. Rashi says, bitmiya. Does it have any spice to it? Does it have any taste to it? Why is this different than any other bia that you go into the Mishkav Zohar? Is that really the definition? Wait, there's more.
It's not TC discussion.
Yeah, wait, there's more. Well, the first one definitely wasn't. Second one might be, is not PC yet. Right, the second one's not PC yet, but based on the definition that they provided, it could be PC soon. It could be anti PC soon.
The definition is that why is the classification of an animal different than that of a person?
Right. I don't know what that means. Now, with the first case was Mishkav Zachar, that was Toeva. Yeah. Now we're defining the word Teva, which appears by Mishkav Zachar. Mishka Behema. I misspoke. Mishka Behema.
Is it a male or male animal?
It's a woman with a male animal. Seems to indicate. That's what the pasuk is from. Right, the pasuk is by woman.
Maybe he wants to get Rebbe to dance at his own son's wedding. Is that possible?
And the pasuk that he's quoting for Tevel Ba is V'chol Behema lo sitain shichav bas shichav techa l'chama ba v'isha lo samo l'fnei Behema l'riva Tevel Hu. So the pasuk, the word tevel is talking about specifically with a woman, and an animal. Wait, there's more. So Amar Lei, so Bakavar says to Rebbe, Umay Zima. What does the pasuk mean? Znus, it always mentions the word Zima. So Amar Lei, Ivid ki inyad kadma, just do the whole story all over again. And Avad, so he did it, and he got the wine, and Rebbe danced. Amar Lei, so Bakavar says that Zima means Zomahi. When you have all these arayas going around, Zomahi, you're not going to offspring are. Who is this offspring? Zomahi.
Okay.
So Yo Yochal Ben El Asa Limizbal. So Ben El Asa, I guess, was at the wedding also because it was kind of his brother-in-law. He couldn't stand anymore that Bar Kapara was being Mizazel Rebbe. So therefore, come Vinafuk, who in to say Mitamon. So he and his wife, they made him a chal. They got up and they left the wedding.
Rebbe.
What?
No.
His son-in-law did it. Ben El Asa. Ben El Asa got up and he left. Ben El Asa got up with his Rebbe's daughter.
His brother-in-law was...
It was of Shimon, the one whose wedding it is.
No, his brother-in-law's wedding.
Right, his brother-in-law's wedding, because it's the Hilula of Rebbe Shimon B'Rebbe, and Ben El Asa, who's married to the daughter of Rebbe, so it's his brother-in-law's wedding, got up and left. Okay.
Did he have any stake to the first dance?
It doesn't say. So my Ben El Asa... So how do... I think the question they ask over here, they bring down is, how do we know that Ben El Asa is wealthy? That's what Rashi says. My Ben El Asa, Kolomi Minayin Duhu Asher. How do you know that he was wealthy? The Sanya, because it says in a Brisa somewhere, Tosefta, Lo Lechinam Pizer Ben El Asa Esma Asav. Not for naught did Ben El Asa waste his money. Ela Leharos Behen Tisporosha Kohen Gadol. He would give a lot of money in order to teach people what the special haircut that the Kohen Gadol would get. Kohen Gadol got the special haircut, the Chsiv. It's written in Yecheskel by the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. It says Roshayim Lagalechu Upera Lo Yishalechu Kasom Yichsimu Es Roshayhem. It's Kasom Yichsimu is a type of haircut. And Tanya, it's Ke'en Lul Yonis. It was done like the Lul Yonis. What's the Lul Yonis? Amar of Yehuda Tisvari Yichid Asa. It was a special, unique type of haircut. Hechidami. It had to go. Amar Rava Rosho Shelzeh. No hairs overlapped. Like one hair ended by the root of the next hair. It was done exactly. You basically cut each piece of hair so it ended exactly. Nothing overlapped one onto the other. Right behindu tispora shal kohen gadol, and that is the haircut of a kohen gadol. Like, I'm trying to find it. If someone said to me, "There's an interesting maharsha," is that a little bit of musar? What? Not a number one.
No, because the hairs...
The hairs never overlapped one to another. What is this?
It's like a mohawk, but it goes after the sides. It would be like a mohawk. It's
a
very
short.
The question he says over here, but near the forest, Marshall says, "Hachikamer, my Ben El Sa." Im Asher Gadol Hay, if he was a wealthy man, Lama Nikra Hashem Aviv Ben Al Asa, Velo Hashem Atzmo. Why is he called? If he's a wealthy man, he's an important guy. Why doesn't he? Why is he not called? Why is he called Ben Al Asa and not his own name? So he says, "V'ka'amar the tiny lo lechina b'zal the derech hayorshim," because he was a yorish. The ways of the inheritors, the derech hayorshim osher, those who inherit osher from their fathers, livatir lefazir moseim. They don't know the value of money, so they waste it. Those who inherit, the Marashah says. So he basically says that he's called Ben El Asah because he's not wealthy on his own accord. He's the trust fund baby. He has a lot of money from his father. So then why does it say Lo Lichinam Pisa? Because typically those trust fund guys are wasting their money. But they're saying that Ben El Asah, even though he had his father's money, he wasn't wasting it. It was Lo Lichinam. He was doing it to show people how the Kohen Gadol, to teach them how the Kohen Gadol got the haircut. It's interesting, Marsha, to tell you about the people who inherit the cash. Okay.
How they used to wear their
hair. He was showing people how the Kohen Gadol used to wear their hair. It was to teach them what the Kohen Gadol looked like when he did the hair. So he would get the haircut that the Kohen Gadol, or he would pay someone to give the haircut to somebody else about the haircut of the Kohen Gadol, so people would know what it was.
He was afraid we would lose the Messiah, is that the issue?
Could be. Okay, the Mishnah then continued, which the Mishnah said, "Bitulas uharamutza." If someone says ponem tavshil she'eni toim, so we said he's mutter by the beitza turmusata, which was that beitza that was cooked like 100 times, and was able to swallow it, and he's also mutter bitulas haramutza, the ramutzian das, the gourd or squash. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "It's what is the las haramutza? It's kara karkuzai. It's the last that grows in a place called Karkuza. And if you know they're from a tavshil, you're allowed to eat this because this the rumutza last never cooks completely, is what the Tosos brings down. The Rav Ashi says that it's called Dulas Hatamuna Beremetz. It's this gourd that is buried in warm ashes, I guess, and it's not at all being cooked. I guess you put it to warm it up in there. So Esve is another thing. I'm going to ask on Rav Ashi's explanation. So Esve Ravina le Rav Ashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, how can you say that the last Ramutza means the last that is buried in Remetz? We learned, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, it is a mission in Kalayim, I think. The last Aramis, he the last Mitzris. The last Aramis is the same thing as the last Mitzris. And they are Kalayim im Hayavonis. And they're Kalayim to grow with the last Hayavonis. Therefore you can't grow them together. And they're klayim im haramutza, and they're also klayim with the dlas haramutza. So how can so dlas haramutza means a certain species of dlas, not something that you've done to the dlas tiyufta. So that's a kasha aravashi. Okay. Next mishnah, which right about itself, the mishnah itself is it's just difficult to have to actually hear, right? If you look, it depends on which in the hagos or whatever it is. It says this mishnah is basically word for it's just a repeating what we did before. So the machlokas as to whether the Mishnah should have been written, this part of the Mishnah should have been written before or written here. Anyway, the Mishnah continues and says, Hano demi ma'asei kedera. If you take a neder from that which is made in the pot, ein asur elam ma'asei ritachta. You're only asur for things that need to be cooked a lot in the pot. But if he says konim hayored likaderish nitoim, if it becomes anything that goes into the pot, then asur b'chol nasa v'kadera, then he's asur with anything that goes into the pot, not only food items that need to boil and be cooked a lot in the pot, because he was asur of anything that actually went into the pot. Now that's cooked by the pot, anything that goes into the pot. Okay, so Tanya. Hanoder min hayored likaderah. If he takes a neder, again, I mean, the Rambam pointed out the Perish of Mishnayos, and we have to know now that all these Mishnayos are basically Tzlashim and Adam. It is what the words meant in those times of the Mishnah. I was trying to figure out. They may mean something different in different times, but when it comes to the Darim, we saw, I think it was on Sunday, we saw that we go after Lashon B'nei Adam. Okay. So Tanya, Hanoder min hayored l'kadera, if you take a neder to ask yourself anything that goes into the pot, meaning a konim hayored they rely, so aser b'hayored l'ilfas, you're also aser for anything that goes into the pan, which is a different, like more like a frying thing, which goes into the pan, because shekvar yaro l'kadera kodim shir l'ilfas, because typically, before they would fry it, they would first boil it a little bit cook it a little bit in the pot, and then they would put it into the pan. So therefore, you're still also to the ilfas, because the ilfas includes something that was yored the kadera. But if you said, if you're noder min hayored le ilfas, then it's mutter but the yored le kadera. Even though yored le ilfas also goes into the kadera, but you're focusing on the yored le ilfas, so only that goes into the pan, would you be usher? Something that goes into the pot, you're not usher. But if you say min hanase b'kadera, if you say that which is made in the gedera, which I think nase means probably means completed in the gedera, then your mutter b'nase b'ilfas. Even though the derech was to first put it in the pot, the lashon of nase seems to indicate that completion in the pot, and something that's made in the ilfas is not completed in the pot. And if he says min hanase b'ilfas, something that's completed in the ilfas, mutter b'nase b'kadera, even though it. Right, as long as, because it's not completed in the, it makes sense, it's not completed in the Ilfas, it's completed in the Kedera.
The Kedera, does that be boiled for it to be
Yeah, the Kedera usually means boiled. It usually means boiled, means with water. That's what Bishul typically means, is that it's cooked with water in a pot. Right, Sli is roasted, the Ilfas seems to be fried in a pan.
If you put something in that's not boiled in the Kedera, then would it be the same scenario or not?
No, it's yeah. If you what'd you say? What was the nether?
Well, kedera, but you don't boil it. Just put it in.
Well, then it's not kedera. It didn't go into the pot.
It has to be boiled.
Yeah. Another din.
He's saying that he said menanasa the kedera, so it's mutter for the kedera part, but still not mutter for the
no.
This part.
Nasa, it depends. If you use the word yored and nasa, those are the distinctive words. Yored means it just goes in. Nasa means it's completed. So if you say nase b'kadera, then you're mutter for something that's nase b'ilfas, even though we went into the pot first, but it wasn't completed in the pot. If you said yored l'kadera, then it's usher by anything that goes into the ilfas, because the ilfas stuff actually went into a pot beforehand. It wasn't completed in the pot. Okay, another din. Hanoder min hayored l'tanur, anything that goes into the oven, right? Ain usher el b'pas. Going into the oven, it only means bread. Going to the oven means bread. The im amar kol masa tanur lai. If you say the words kol masa tanur, then asr b'chol hanasim tanur. Anything that goes into the oven would be asr.
But it's
to distinguish against the words of hayor l'tanur.
Isn't that self-evident?
Well, I don't know. I thought yor l'tanur was self-evident also.
No,
well, yor l'tanur means
masa tanur. Well, why would you not think
it's evident? I would have thought that yor l'tanur. So the chiddush is coming for the first part. See that many times. Okay.
You know what I meant by it.
In those days, you knew what the language meant. You asked the linguists what each thing means. Right? Some places we saw on Sunday that some places Bishul actually meant roasting as well. Some places did not mean roasting.
What's the practical application? Back, it was just exclusive to that.
That's what I said. The Rambam Perish Mishnayis. Look at the Rambam Perish Mishnayis. The Rambam Perish Mishnayis says it's talking about in those times. It's important Rambam. Right? Say it outside. And he says, "Is elu hadinim v'smachim lasha amru minadarim halach achar lasha bnei adam v'zeh gankin tala l'fi lashan hayedua umur hamurgal ben bnei adam sheva oso makam shenishavu adam l'fi lasha mora ala ba oso zman." Right, he says, "Al derech mashal imaya makom shenishba bo korim ba'osu zman mevushal tzli v'shalach harei kol asr lav v'imkori mevushal el mevushal mamash harei ze asr lav mevushal vado." Easy goes on what the language means.
It's constantly changing.
It's in flux. Whatever the language means. Okay. Next mishnah now.
It's like slang that changes.
Whatever it means, yeah. However it means. How do you determine when the definition of something means? You have to look at the colloquial terminology.
Have the Mishnah to base your halacha on in theory at some point. Here we're not. It's not because it's
here. It's very specific to the time.
Right.
Hey, so now a guy makes a neder min hakavush that he's not going to have any anav from that which is like, whose kavush means that which is pickled, right?
Preserved.
Okay, so pickled, right? It's put in vinegar, they say, right? So ein aser ella min hakavush shel yarak. So it's only stuff that only vegetables that are put in the vinegar. But if he says the words kavush anitoim min hakavush, so the Ram points out the hay is the hay of yediyah, that thing that is kavush. So what's that thing that is kavush? It's typically vegetables. But he says kavush anitoim, if I'm not going to take anything that is kavush without the hay, so also we call kavushim. Then he's also with anything that is preserved, anything that is pickled, anything that's put into the vinegar. It's inclusive of anything. If he says min hashaluk, from that is shaluk. Again, we have the same machlokes we had on Sunday. The shaluk mean overcooked, does the shaluk mean undercooked? But whatever it means, min hashaluk.
It says you're undercooked.
So machlokas we had in the Gemara, it's not the way we're learning. Here, sholok means overcooked or undercooked, as Rishonim said. So machlokas, the Ran says it's undercooked, or the Rishonim say it's overcooked. That's all I'm telling you. I know what Arshul says. Arshul's giving you one thing, I'm giving you more. Okay? Min hashaluk. Right, if you're somebody that's overcooked or undercooked, depending, Einu asr element ashluk min shal basar. Only if you say ha with the hey yedia, based on what the Ran says, hey yedia, then it means meat. But if you say shaluk shani toleim without the hay, then asr b'chol hashilukim. It's all types of foodstuffs that are either overcooked or undercooked, depending on your interpretation. So amalei Rav Acha breider of Avila Rav Ashi. So he says, he asks the question, amar dichvish. He uses a dollar instead of the hay. I'm going to point a sheet to the Ran here. So I don't know what the article says, but I'm going to point to the Ran. The Ran says the question is, does the dollar substitute for the hay? In other words, to make it specific. So I say, dichavish, does that only include, that's the same thing as hakavish, which includes only vegetables. So my, if you say dishlik, that's the same thing as hashalof, which means it includes only meat and not anything else. So ditzli, my, which is, this is really for the next Mishnah, right? Ditzli or dimaliach. Dimaliach means, hamaliach means fish. Ditzli also means meat. So if you use the dal instead of the hay according to the Ran, what does that mean? My, heich min mashba. Does the dalid substitute for the hay and therefore refer to the specific thing? So the answer doesn't know. Tibayi, which is the lashon of teku in Masechet Nedarim, is tibayi. Leave it unanswered. Right? Lashon of Nedarim is Mishuna. Next Mishnah is a continuation of the prior Mishnah. Min hatzali, which is why, right? From that which is roasted. Ein asr element on special basar. You're talking about meat. Right? But divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda, the words of Rabbi Yehuda. But if he says, salish and nitoim, without the hay, then asr b'chol hatzluyim. Then anything else that's roasted. It could be anything else that's roasted, whatever else you roast, roasted vegetables, roasted peppers. You can grill a lot of things. Okay? If he says, min hamoliyah, from the salted thing, ein asr element hamoliyah shaldag. He's only talking about salted fish. But if he says maliach shani toim asur b'chol hamiluchim, then anything that is salted, all types of food that has salt in it, without right, that includes any type of thing that's salted.
Is everything preserved in salt back
then? I don't know what it is. Maybe the stuff that's eaten fresh.
Why is it maliach talking about meat also?
Maliach talking about fish.
Why is it talking about meat also? Maliach.
Because the lashon b'nei adam at the time of the Mishnah was that hamaliach meant fish. Right, but the lashon b'nei adam at the time of the Mishnah is fish. Right. Why it's really only talking about meat? You can roast other things. Right? You can roast fish. You can roast anything. But that's what the lashon meant. That's what the lashon meant.
One question.
What?
Let's say a guy uses now a lashon of the Mishnah.
Don't know. But to look to see what the lashon is used in Rizvan is that. Okay. Dag dagim. Then the Mishnah continues. Dag dagim sha'ani toim. Fish. I don't know, can't say plural fish, right? Right. So dag dagim shani toim. So asr behen. He's asr and fish. Ben gedolim. Well, they were big. What?
He brings down fishes.
He does say fishes. Yeah. Interesting.
It's no such word as fishes. It's fish. No,
different
species.
Fish is plural.
Different species.
It's
called fish.
See, we have machlokas of lashon b'nei adam over here. So dag dagim shani toim. Asr behen. Ben gedolim. Ben katanim. Whether they're big or whether they're small. So it doesn't go according to your definition, Menachem. We're just talking about large or small, not different species. What? So I'm saying. The fish, Hebrew has a plural. Okay. Dag, dogim, ben gedolim, ben ketanim, ben meluchim, ben tfelim. Whether they are salted, whether they are not salted. Ben chayim, which I guess means some sort of sushi type thing, whether they're raw. Ben mevushalim, or whether they're cooked. But umutar bitaris terufa. He's mutter in, like, chopped up. I don't know, chopped up meat. I don't know. Maybe this is some brine. Sort of. It says it calls it brine. I don't know. He says it different.
And brine and fish.
No, brine is the tzir. That's the next thing. The tzir. That's the next word. Right? It's mutter b'tarich terufa and b'tzir. B'tzir is the brine. Right? The Rashi says, he says it's dag sheshemo taris. It's so chopped up. But fish usually means a full fish, not that's chopped up. But shalom, another element, dag hanimkar shalom. So not to, the only the net was only for complete fish, not fish that is chopped up. Okay. Now the miss more fish halachas. Hanoder min hatzachana. Tzachana seems to be something that is like mixed up. It's almost like a gefilte fish, I think. Right? Hatzachana means some sort of mixture.
Yeah.
Right, so I would think I could fix it, like a filter fish, is everything mixed together. So I know the minatzachana, so that makes him aser b'taris trufa. That includes the chopped up fish before that we said was not included. And, but he's mutter, but then you're mutter with the tzir and the murias. The, one's the brine and one is the, I'm not sure what the difference is, tzir and the murias is. Tzir is something, the Rashi says, that tzir is something that you make from the innards of the fish. And Morias is something that's made from the fat or the oil that comes off of the fish. Okay.
So wouldn't that be the same sear that you had by me? That sear that's not blood? It's that looks like blood, but it's not blood?
Right.
So maybe it's talking about the same. So the fish don't have a usher thing of blood. So maybe it's talking about that sear.
It's talking about the fat that comes out from the, that comes out from the fish.
Oh,
well, it's red or not. Rashi says, but seer shall also be kirve dogim, but koshkin be murya, shane also also elamishuman shall dogim.
Yeah, seer is also used to an Arab
the piece of the door is called a seer
too. Remember that?
No.
Hinge, the corner piece.
Uh-huh.
I remember that from
Adam.
That's called, okay. It's fish
brine and a hinge. Synonym, whatever. Okay. Then the next one is Hanodem Ritaris Terufa. If you take the neder about this fish that's chopped up, minced fish, I guess, then Aser B'Tzir Merayas. That includes Tzir Merayas. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to be bright, so it's also talking about making a neder from certain fish. Tanya. Rishim Ben Elazar Omer. Guy says, Konem Dag Shani Toim. He says this has the word Dag. Aser B'Gedolim. Dag is big fish. Mutter b'katanim, it's mutter with small fish. I don't know what the definition of big or small is, but maybe comparable, I don't know. If he says, dagosh ani toim, if he says, with the feminine usage, right? Wicked tuna. Dagosh ani toim, then I'm not going to eat. Asur b'katanim, it's asur with small fish, and mutter b'katanim is mutter and big fish. Why? Because dag, if he says, dagosh ani toim, then he's asur b'ing gedolim, b'ing katanim. He says, dag means large, doga means small. So Amalei are popular by Mimai the dog shni tolem gadol hu. How do you know the dog means big? How do you know the word dog is a big fish? So Midiksev, because it says in Yonah, Vayiman Hashem dog gadol livloa es Yonah. Big fish came to swallow Yonah. So he says, okay, but it says also, so fish means big. Dog means big. But he also says afterwards, it says Vayispalel Yonah el Hashem elakav Mimei hadaga from the inside of the fish. Daga means small fish. So he was swallowed.
So was he a big fish or a small fish?
That's a question. Maybe it means the same thing. So it seems that the dog, according to your definition, dog means big fish, but then he was in a small fish. You know the famous medrash that says he was comfortable in the big fish, and the big fish spat him out, then he was swallowed by a smaller fish.
Right.
Then it did, but at the end, it says he was spat out by a dog. So he went back to a bigger fish. That's the question. That the medrash doesn't, it says it was from dog, dogger to dog in Yonah. So how does that exactly work? So that's what the Gemara says here. It says, Halokasha, Dilma, Palte, Da Gadol, that the big fish spat him out, and Bali, Da Katan, and a small fish swallowed him. That's why he says, Meha, Da Gadol. The problem that I'm raising is that I think at the end of Yonah it says that he was spat out onto the ground by a dog. Okay, so Ella, so according to this, so far we're so good, that dog means big fish, Dagga means small fish. But I have the following question from Shmos, it says, Vahadaga shared by your mesa, by Makas Dam, it says the Dagga that was in the Nile died. So that doesn't mean only the small one dies? Ketani mesu, gedolim lo mesu? Can't be. Ella, Dagga, mashma, gedolim, mashma, ketani. In Lashon Torah, Dagga means big or small, dog means big or small. Vid bin the darim, when it comes to darim, halachachar lashon bnei adam. We go according to lashon bnei adam in our place. When they talk about a big fish, they say dog. When they talk about a small fish, they say dogah. And that's what we're going according to. Okay. What? That's it.
It's the origin of the fish tail.
So you took this neder from, right, we said that the tzachana, which was this mixture of fish, that it asers even the taris trufa, that asers even the chopped up, the minced fish, but it's still mutter in the brine, it's seer in the murias. So Amalei Ravino Ravashi, Amar, if the guy says, Hare alai tzichin, if I'm aser from having tzichin, what does that include? Rashi over here says, Minat tzichin, mi amar demidagim mamishka amar, vlomi dabar acher, odilma dami kamanda amar minat tzachana. The tzichin means tzachana, which we said is, it brings all these, the tzichin equals tzachana. So, mai, what's the halacha? Tibai, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the halacha means. We gotta go to the linguist, gotta figure out what that means, or that that includes the tzichin equals tzachana, and if it's tzachana, you'd be awesome with tristrufa. Okay, so you know what, we'll stop here, because Amud Aleph is a little short tomorrow, even though the Ran is pretty large.
The Ran is huge.
Right, the Ran is, I think this is the famous Ran about Min Bimino. Right, it's a maybe top five Ran. So, okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, today's stop again was sponsored by the Yasher family for Zechus, for Refuah, Shalema, for Moshe Menachem Ben Gittel. Have a good day.
Is this not the Elamaisa?